weather in the afternoon, you might say, it looks like the weather is...
changeable.
Or would you ever say clear?
Well, weather clear, yes.
The weather's clearing?
Cloudy, yes. The weather was cloudy this morning, clear this afternoon.
And so you'd say the weather might be clearing up?
Yes.
Clearing off?
Yes. Looks like the clouds are breaking and the weather's clearing off.
And how would you describe some bad weather? We have a lot of rain and a lot of flashes and a lot of noise.
Well,
that
would be a thunderstorm. And bad weather.
A thunderstorm, I see.
Yes. Had thunder and lightning, you know.
Okay. If you saw the roof off of the rock house over there, you might say the wind was pretty hard. The wind...
Oh, the wind was terrific.
And the wind, last night, the wind, the roof off.
It blew the roof off.
And how would you describe 6 weeks without any rain? You say we had quite a...
Oh, quite a dry spell.
You ever call... What if you didn't have any rain for about 10 weeks?
Well, that would be a drought.
That's longer than a dry spell.
Yes, it'd be a drought.
And if you look out in the morning, you can't see anything because something's in the air. What is that stuff?
Foggy.
And the actual stuff itself is just fog.
Oh, yes.
Just a...
Be a cloud, you know, that is
you
down
call it
to the earth. But we call it fog.
I just wanted to get foggy and fog separate. If we didn't have much wind this morning, and this afternoon we have quite a bit of wind, we might say it looks like the wind is...
raising. Oh yes, the wind raised or come up.
Okay. And if you have a lot of wind in the morning and not much in the afternoon, you say it looks like the wind is...
gone down.
And, or going down?
Yes, the wind is going down and the wind has gone down.
Late in October, you look out on the lawn and you can't see, there's white stuff all over it. You had a heavy...
Heavy frost.
Do you ever call that a freeze? We had a freeze last night?
Well, yes, sometimes. If it freezes, we call it a freeze. And if it's just a heavy frost, well, it's just a heavy frost.
And you might say it was so cold last night that the lake...
froze.
And the room we're in right now, you call a...
But this I call my living room, because I live in here.
Mm-hmm. You remember...
Another room would be called, that you didn't use so much on just for company, that'd be called a parlor.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a sitting room?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's different than
that. Well, that's what this is, a sitting room. Because I sit in here, but I live in my sitting room. Some people just have it for sitting room, you know, and have company, but I live in here.
Sure.
Because I have this window here and I live alone, and, well, I eat a lot of my meals in here.
Sure.
On a tray, you know. If I want to hear the news over the television, why, I bring my tray in here and eat my breakfast in here.
Good idea. You never call it the front room, though?
Yes, front room. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had a fireplace, or is this electric or gas?
No, it's oil stove.
It's oil.
Fuel.
You have to have, smoke has to go up the...
Well, I have the chimney, and then I have just a little pipe where it's connected on there.
I see. Could you name some of the other rooms in the house for me?
Oh, yes, I have 3 bedrooms upstairs, and storeroom. And a sleeping porch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just a minute. I